Let me ask you.
Are you nuts?
Are you mad?
Yes, of course I am. I'm furious.
What are you so angry about?
You won't admit that I'm right?
Why do you have to be right? Why do you have to win the argument?
Because I am right. You did something hurtful. Can't you accept that?
Get over it.
How dare you?
Do you want a divorce?
Are you threatening me?
Answer the question.
No, of course not. It's just...
Were you involved in a lesbian love affair?
Oh my God, is that what this is about?
Answer the question.
You know what? Yes, I was, because you were never around. You were either working on your show or trying to become a SoundCloud rapper. And just so you know, I never thought you'd make it as a rapper. Never.
Do you realize that this is a big problem?
You're a bad rapper, Phil. A bad rapper.
I don't believe that's true at all.
You're missing the point. The point is that you always want things for yourself and never for me.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship.
I am so tired of your sarcasm.
I didn't do anything wrong.
What you did wrong is that you're not really listening to me. You never really listen to me.
I don't care about you. You don't matter.
All right, that's it. Stop the car. Get out. I can't be with you right now. I'm kicking you out of the car.
Does it sound like a logical thing to do?
I don't care if it's logical. It's what I'm doing. Get out.
Whore.
Are you feeling good?
Fuck.
But I thought so, no. I think I want some.
Graduate from her owner and weekly visits to the hotel pet.
You're gonna feel fine. But he's no good.
No.
I'm Jeremy from the Meditation Central podcast. We know that it's a pretty crazy time to be a human right now. It's hard to keep a balance between social life, career goals, creative passions, and survival, not to mention mental health. Don't worry, though. We here at the MCP are ready to help you with that last part.
Thank God.
Maintaining a positive and healthy headspace is challenging. It is rare that we have the free time to see a mental health specialist, let alone the resources. That's why our meditations are available whenever you might need them. For only $7.99 a month, you can have access to our catalog of 300-plus and counting collection. Don't believe we can help you? Here's a sample just for you. We call this one Solace.
You are standing on an enormous wooden stage. Spotlight shines on you. Feel its warmth on your skin as you simply stand. Feel it on your arms, your legs, your face. You look past the spotlight. It is dazzling bright, but you can just make out a sea of faces, all turned toward you, silent. This crowd has come to see you. Allow the feeling that evokes to sit with you a moment, and then let it go. They are waiting for you to do something. You do not know what. Allow yourself to sit in that uncertainty. But allow yourself to continue to stand still. Allow yourself to stop seeing them. You see nothing but the bright spotlight. Slowly, you become aware of a doorway to your right. Walk towards it without hurry. With each step, take a deep breath in and out. As you reach the doorway, you see that it has a staircase. Down. You cannot see the bottom. Take a deep breath, and when you are ready, begin your descent.
Solace will be right back after these messages.
A safe energy source for whatever you do. Let Flickr show all the steps to you.
For small or large projects, always call Miss Utility at 811 before you dig. Miss Utility is a free service, and it's the law.
Play it safe and remember the name. Flicker the flame. Flicker the flame.
From her owner, and we...
Welcome back to Lion Watch. Today, we're following two different prides of lions. One pride is much older, its power and dominance being passed through generations. This pride controls 80% of the surrounding area, including the abundance of resources within it. Right now, we see a female leader of that pride chasing after a gazelle. The gazelle is moving too quickly, but this lioness has been groomed for many years to become the powerful huntress she is today. Suddenly, from seemingly nowhere, enters a challenger. A smaller lioness from an opposing pride also spots the gazelle. She is the offspring of a much smaller pride. Many of the land's resources are controlled and hoarded by that dominating pride, leaving countless others like hers living on the bare minimum. The weaker lioness strikes, but is much slower than the dominating lioness. But when all seems lost for the weaker one, a few more members of weaker tribes come to the aid of the weaker lioness, surrounding the gazelle and blocking out the dominating lioness. She bares her teeth at the others, but knows she's outnumbered. She slowly stalks deeper into the territory of the other herds, as though threatening to overtake those spaces as well. The weaker lionesses seem to falter slightly in their resolve. But then, the sides begin communicating with one another. The dominating lioness then returns home, leaving the weaker lionesses with the gazelle. To the final round of the 27th annual Oscar Mayer Hot Dog Eating Competition. I'm your host, Bert Landry, and I'm excited to introduce you to our talented finalists today as they walk across the stage. First up, we have nationally ranked champion Tom the Wiener Beast Wallace. He's taken first in this competition for 4 years in a row now, so he's definitely the one to beat. Coming in at 230 pounds, this Massachusetts native works as a call center representative. He loves hanging out with his dog, Cody, and he's currently recovering from a serious drinking problem. He's also a recent divorcee, most likely from this drinking problem. We actually have a quote from his AA sponsor reading, "Tom is one messed up guy. He has some serious demons. I'm vastly unqualified to handle this level of messed up. Well, Tom, let's see if hot dogs can stop those demons and get your wife back." Next up, we have young up-and-comer Roger Williams. This 23-year-old Chicago native has been competing in eating competitions since he was 11 years old. He's won a number of regional eating competitions. From pies to hamburgers, this rising star devours the competition. Roger loves spending time with his family when he's not working at his local car dealership. Raised by a single mother in the inner city, Roger knows the value of working hard to achieve one's goals. He's had to work odd jobs since his youth, ever since his father was tragically killed in a shipyard accident in front of him during Bring Your Kid to Work Day. Ever since then, he's had to help support his mother and seven younger siblings, five of which are addicted to drugs. Hot dogs may not be able to bring his dad back, but maybe they can fill the gaping hole left by the lack of male figures in his life. Last up, we have Delilah Ashburn, a yoga instructor down in Durham, North Carolina. Delilah has been a strong proponent of the benefits of certain yoga techniques to aid in digestion during eating competitions. She's written a number of novels and led seminars around the world on her techniques. She's one of the most accomplished competitors we've seen in this competition, but alas, that still doesn't seem to be enough to impress her parents. Being the youngest of four, Ashburn's three siblings are admittedly much more successful than her. One being the head of cardiology at Mount Sinai Hospital, the other a creator of the popular multi-million dollar dating app InstaSmush, and the last being Elon Musk's protege, and next in line for the Tesla fortune. Her eating-based endeavors have brought so much shame to her family that they all changed their name to Delilah Sucks legally in an act of malice towards her. Hot dogs are what drove a wedge between her and her family, but let's hope they don't drive a wedge between her and victory. Well, the bell has rung and our eaters have taken off. Wallace already blown past our other competitors.
That you love.
What if I told you that when you saw an aspen tree, it wasn't really an aspen tree?
I'd say, tell me more.
It's only part of an aspen tree.
Okay, now I'm confused.
I was confused too. That's why I talked to Dr. Fekel of the Northwestern Arbor Institute to get some answers. Here's how that conversation went.
Hi, I'm Dr. Fekel.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, could you tell me a little bit more about how trees can talk to each other?
Think about your own body. What happens? For instance, when you stub your toe. The hands might go to rub the foot. The mouth might make an involuntary exclamation. The head is aware of the pain.
But can a tree be aware of another tree's pain? I mean, if your friend stubs their toe, you might be like, gee, that hurt, but you don't actually feel it for them.
Well, that's the funny thing about aspen trees. They aren't different trees. They are one.
Wait, what? So you're telling me that aspen trees are all the same tree?
Not every aspen tree. But according to Dr. Fekel, a forest of aspen trees, yes, is totally connected underground.
So the tree you see is not really a tree. It's more like seeing an arm or a leg of one organism?
Yes, one massive organism. But that's not all Dr. Fekel had to say.
When one tree is in danger, it warns the others.
What kind of danger can a tree get into?
Insects, infestation, disease. Lots of things can happen to a tree.
And it sends a warning?
It can send signals through its roots.
And what can other trees do to prepare?
Die.
What?
If an aspen tree knows it is in danger, it will send nutrients to other trees that are not. It doesn't.
With each step downward, there is a little bit less light. It also grows cooler, though you don't shiver. You reach the bottom of the staircase. You smell rain and a bit of moss. You see nothing in front of you. Another staircase. This one leading back up into the light, about 500 feet away from you. You hear nothing of the crowd above you. Begin to walk towards the other staircase, continuing to take even breaths in and out. You are not being observed. Revel in this feeling. You do not feel that you have to perform happiness. No need to smile, to mask something else, to laugh at a joke that isn't funny, to lie about how you are feeling. At the same time, you do not feel that you have to perform sadness or anger. No need to express past traumas to be understood, to be accepted, to be loved. Here, you can simply be. You know that this cannot last, but that makes it all the more precious, ephemeral. You can truly savor it. You approach the other staircase. You can hear the audience rumbling faintly upstairs. Take three deep breaths in and out. When you are prepared, begin your journey back
welcome back to this year's National Speedwalking Competition. We have today three contestants. They are from the three different regions of the U.S., the top, the middle, and the bottom, and they are here to represent their part of the country. Oh, we have them at the starting line. Oh, runner number two from the middle is doing her pre-meet technique. She's trying to talk to the other competition. Oh, the top and bottom contestants are not happy. Okay. The ref is starting, putting the gun up in the air, and they're off. Everyone in the crowd is silent.
All the big fight.
Because I'm not into all this melodrama and you playing the victim and everything.
You want to do what?
It's not against the rules. Tell me it's against the rules.
No, it's not. It's just, I've never seen anyone use that as a weapon before.
He stole my fucking magic crossbow. I have to improvise.
Okay. Roll for damages.
Oh, shit.
Nat 20, ladies.
Okay, yeah, he's dead. Chunky is fully dead.
Yay!
I loot the body.
You loot the body, you said?
I loot the body.
Okay, you find 5 gold coins.
Sick.
And also 2 letters.
I open the letters.
That's his personal mail.
He's dead. He doesn't care.
The first letter's already open. It's an admissions letter to the Troll Culinary Academy.
He was training to be a chef?
He was gonna be.
Aww.
That's kinda sweet. Now I kinda wish we didn't kill him.
What's the second letter?
In the second letter, you find an unsent, completely finished letter to his family that he was clearly taking to the post office about how excited he is to be in the first troll in his family to go to troll college.
Yo, that's really fucking sad, dude.
Oh my god, guys, I'm gonna cry.
Did we ruin this little troll's dreams?
Yeah, you killed him.
Why did you have to make it so sad?
You weren't supposed to kill him. I worked on this NPC for like a day.
All right, I guess let's bury him.
Gonna have to make a strength check.
18, plus 3 for the modifier.
You can't lift him.
But...
he's a troll named Chunky.
Okay, so we leave him. I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm like at 2 HP right now, and I would love to go to sleep.
Okay, we go outside the cave and set up camp.
Wait, is there a campfire?
Of course there is. Welcome back to the Rose. Our lucky leading man is going to have lightning meet and greets with each of our lucky contestants. Each one will have 30 seconds to meet our bachelor and try to make the best first impression on him. First up is Ashley, 26, who works at an escape room in upstate New York.
Hi, nice to meet you. Tell me a bit about yourself.
It's so great to meet you too. Well, I'm Ashley. I'm a Sagittarius. I love being outdoors. Hiking, bike rides, frisbee, things like that.
Oh wow, me too. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I think it's because of the fact that I was kidnapped and held in a basement for over 12 years of my life. Now that was a time.
Tell me more.
Yeah, crazy, right? No sunlight, contact with the outside world, you know, basic kidnap stuff. Wondering how I got there, if I'd get out, if I left the oven on. I didn't fall in love with my captor, though. That's what the other girl did. But if you were my captor, I might have made an exception.
That's hot.
Time's up. Hope you made a good first impression on our bachelor, Ashley.
Me too. So great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
Everyone knows that the bigger the story, the more camera time. Duh. If you want to make an impression, you gotta start big. The kidnapping story was gonna come out at some point, so might as well start early. A pity rose is still a rose hose.
Next up, we have Ashley, 24, who is a stay-at-home daughter.
Good to meet you, Ashley.
So good to meet you, too. So, a bit about myself. I'm a small-town girl. I've lived in Elsa, Illinois all my life with all 679 of my fellow townsfolk.
You must be really family-oriented to stay in your hometown all your life.
Oh, absolutely. My therapist says it's because of my severe attachment issues, but your ideas...
Breaking news! A fire ravaged through a nursing home last night.
Lord Jesus, it's a fire!
At first, the authorities thought the fire was an accident in the kitchen.
The meat is not cooked.
But now all signs point to arson!
A small percentage of the many that they catch. This deal seems to appease each side for a while. But as time goes by, tension grows between the weaker prides. These lions become increasingly less satisfied with their share of the gazelle. The single gazelle shared among multiple prides is not enough to supplement their already minuscule food stores. The aggression between the weaker prides is reaching the boiling point. As the lions divvy up their share, one reaches for a larger than usual portion of the gazelle. That seems to be the last straw, and they all begin to pounce on one another. Teeth gnawing, claws scratching, it is a brutal battle. No lioness is left unscathed. As the surviving lions limp back to collect their gazelle, they are met with confusion. The gazelle is not there.
It is the same size, with the same wood. However, there is no longer a spotlight on you. You can plainly see the audience, who continue to look at you. Slowly, as you survey them, you can see that each individual is actually you. You are staring at a sea of yourself. Allow yourself to comprehend and process the strangeness. Accept it. As you do, some of them start to smile at you. They acknowledge you. Standing there on the stage, acknowledging them. But the acknowledgement is not what's fulfilling.
That's it for our free trial. If you found what you heard helpful, go to meditationcentralpod.com to start your journey to wellness. Peace of mind starts at only $7.
Beneath the bridge, a cold river runs. The bridge remains rather empty, except for one young woman by the name of Sarah. After a long day of work and familial issues, she lets off steam by running. As she approached the halfway point of the bridge, Sarah began her cool down. However, the hairs on the back of her neck stood as she felt someone approaching behind her. Turning around, she saw another.
Solely associate songs with times and images.
Could you?
Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you.
Sarah. She peered down.
Nothing, folks, but I'm getting information from on the ground.
Man, I wish I died when you were like five. Maybe you could have been good at football.
I could be trans too if it helps.
You can't steal part of someone else's backstory.
A song, but it's like, you know what? He's not into me, haha. But I'm gonna get drunk and we're vibing.
You kicked him out three or four times, but yet you let him right back in.
I'm repeating those words so we can get it recorded. And she's like, what? And I was like, this is the last time I'm gonna see him. Like, I just know it. It's gonna be the last time.
She fell over. It's okay. She got back up.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for this area at 5:39 p.m. National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a storm capable of producing up to 8 inches of water. The safest place to be during a flood is at home. If your home is in an at-risk area, such as the floodplain, seek shelter elsewhere. Stay indoors and do not make any non-essential travel. If in mobile homes or vehicles, evacuate them and get inside a substantial shelter.
Flickr is a device work created and performed by Shelby Billups, Josephine Ross, Alex Kingsley, and Jack McManus. It was directed by Jack McManus with sound design by Johnny Guider. A tremendous thank you to Alan Kaharski and Liz Atkinson for all of their expertise and guidance.
Are you feeling good? Are you happy?